how did the seminary help you develop as an evangelist? The second question is, how did the ministry of cross-pollination supplement your development as an evangelist while you were a seminary student? And the third is, how did what you learned and what you experienced through our training, through our teaching, how's that impacted your ministry currently?
All right. Okay. Well, I guess starting with your first question about the seminary and about preparation there. Seminary, they really taught me a lot about God's Word. And they also taught me how to think. Those were probably the two main things. And I think for me, for a person like me that's very relational, having that, well, I don't want to call it a system, but it kind of is, really having that systematic type of thinking to really be able to get the large picture of God's Word and to really focus and try to meet people where they're at. I mean, that's really what seminary did. Also, I had field work when I was in seminary, where in the church, at my field work church, the pastor, who's now, he's president of the Missouri district, he was very strong in saying, you know what, the seminary's done away with their evangelism module, you're doing it on vicarage, but guess what? If you're a field worker at my church, you're going to do it here anyways. And so he really pushed all of us to do that. And it was amazing because for like an entire quarter, every Monday night, I was going out and sharing Christ with those who were either coming to the church on their own for the first time or people who wanted to be reached out to. It was really neat. But
now, how many of your classmates had a similar experience where they were going out and talking with people?
I would say a fewer number of guys. I do know that intentionally a lot of the guys did things in the town extracurricularly together.
Like on their own.
Yeah. We would go down to a coffee shop and have our Bible studies there so we can run into people. You know, and you know, all the guys do it on their own because we're encouraged to. And I think that that's kind of like why it's a grad school and not undergrad. Undergrad, it would all be canned. It would all be, this is how you do it. Where in grad, it's like, we're expecting you to do it. So you better be out there doing it. You know, and that was a really cool thing. Another thing that makes it good about being in a larger place like St. Louis, you have more opportunities. And I also did a little bit of work with Kevin Parviz, and he kind of opened my mind with getting out of my culture.
It's Apple of His Eye mission.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I truly enjoyed that. And that was all part of that seminary preparation. You know, and I was really excited. I had put in for the mission program because, you know, I wanted to do something cool. You know, I really wanted to do something awesome for God. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know how I was going to do it. But one thing that I didn't realize that when I was in seminary, I started living in a different land. I started living in a totally different place. I wasn't in the world anymore. It's like I had left the world to be formed. And now I was going back out into the world, and I really started to forget. And trust me, man, if anybody from that sim had been in the world, it was me. Okay? I had, I really understood grace to its fullest there at that seminary. But